Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know, some of you were not there yesterday for the message in the evening. So I do not know how, but I know that the Lord was willing to give something to you afresh tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But I'm also quite tired tonight. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But it's good to be in the presence of the Lord, that He energizes you back. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to the name of Jesus. Amen. Tonight, sitting here, you know, how many of you would understand that God is looking for some people tonight? I don't know whether you have come to play church and just to be here, but God is looking for someone tonight. God is looking for someone tonight. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How many of you would say, Lord, find me? Find me. Hallelujah. Lord, if you're looking for someone tonight, find me tonight. Amen. Once Martin Luther says, once the devil came against him, if you read his book on the book of Galatians, his illustrations on the book of Galatians, he in one of the scriptures where he's expounding in this book of Galatians, he speaks about an experience where he says, once the enemy came against his mind and said to him, you are a sinner, therefore God will never help you. Jesus will never use you. He wouldn't find anything purposeful with your life because you have sinned too much. And the enemy kept accusing Martin Luther so much in his mind that he began to sit there and he said, Lord, 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 I've done so much of wrongs in my life. I'm not the servant that you want me to be. How do I handle it, Lord? Have you rejected me? Jesus, the enemy is saying, you have rejected me because I've sinned too much. And then the Spirit of God burst a scripture into his heart. And the scripture was this, hallelujah. And he took that scripture and began to laugh at the devil. He said, devil, you are right, I've sinned too much. But Luke 19 and verse 10 says, Christ came searching out for sinners. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Devil, you are right that I have sinned. Hallelujah. But Christ Jesus came seeking for the sinner. Hallelujah. And I am the right candidate for the Lord to touch me. Amen. Hallelujah. The enemy kept on plaguing his mind again and said, no, no, Martin Luther, you are lost. You are gone. Everything is gone because you have messed up too much. Everything is gone. You are lost. Martin Luther again took the scripture in Luke 19 and verse 10. Yes, Christ indeed came to save sinner. Hallelujah. And to seek out the one that which one was lost. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How many of you will say tonight, Lord, the devil has been plaguing my mind saying, I am not going to be useful for God again, but I thank you that you came searching out for me. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I am not lost. Hallelujah. Jesus came seeking the lost. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you will open your heart and say, Jesus, I am the one that you're looking for tonight, He would touch you and restore you and strengthen you back again. Oh, hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. He's seeking out people. Amen. That He can use, that we can be yieldable unto Him. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How many would like the Lord to find you? Some of you might be sitting here, brother, don't say that because I know I am saved. I know, you know, I've been listening to those Kenneth Hagin talks and I know that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. You might not need this message, the first part of it at least. Hallelujah. But you might be saying, I'm so spiritually comfortable, but still, Lord, I want you to use me. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. See, He is searching for people. Let me say this. He is looking for people who are looking for Him. He is searching for people who are looking for him. See, if you are not looking for anything in particular tonight, and you are just here to hear a good message and just to, you know, sing a few songs and clap hands and just speak in a little bit of tongues and then go back home and go to sleep. Hallelujah. I do not know. God might grace you. But what he is looking for tonight are for people who are looking for him. Who are saying, Lord, hallelujah. I am searching for nothing else, not for an experience. I am looking for you. Hallelujah. I don't want my past to hold me from my future. I'm looking for you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I am looking for you, Jesus. Well, I'll explain that from the scripture. Look at the book of Acts chapter 8. Because this is just the beginning of the message, you know. And I just pick up from where we left off yesterday. But what the Lord just put into my heart. Acts chapter 8. See, you read from verse 26 onwards. Can somebody help me with reading tonight? Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip saying, arise and go down to the south, the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury, had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, and he was reading Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit said to Philip, go near and overtake this chariot. This man is looking for God. Amen. That is why all the way from Africa, in Ethiopia, he's coming all the way to Jerusalem. Bible scholars believe the reason he came to Jerusalem was because about 500 years before, Queen Sheba came to meet Solomon and saw the temple of Jerusalem, how people ascended into the presence of God with the sacrifice and praise. And she was so thrilled on seeing how Solomon had dedicated a temple unto God and the way the people were worshiping the Lord, that Queen Sheba went back to Egypt from the place that she came and told people around, the nations around in Africa, listen, there is somewhere in Jerusalem, there is a temple. You should see the way that people go there and worship. The way they offer a sacrifice. You should go and visit that place and look at the way they glorify God. Hallelujah. They go back saying the blood of the Lamb has set them free. Hallelujah. The sins of a nation is atoned by a lamb that they sect. Take to the altar to sacrifice. And this man, he heard, hallelujah, centuries later, here is this man saying, let me go to Jerusalem, where they say they worship the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let me go there, and maybe I can have an experience with him, and I can get to know him. So he goes to the temple of Jerusalem, he worships God, but he's still not satisfied. So coming back on the chariot, he's reading the book of Isaiah. You know, you go for prayer, and when you go for prayer, you read your Bible. Before you go, you prepare yourself, say your personal prayers and take a couple of scriptures, memorize it, say it out. But God is looking for people who, after worship, coming back, are not thinking of going home and having a good sleep or having another meal or spending time with family, but people who will get back and say, with the word of the Lord, I'm still hungry for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You might have prepared yourself before you came for the meeting, but that's not what brings in revival into your life. What brings in revival and a visitation from God is when you go out of this place, have you honored the word of God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. പ്രാർത്ഥന കഴിഞ്ഞ് തിരിച്ചിറങ്ങുമ്പോൾ എന്തോ ജോലി ചെയ്തു, കർത്താവിനെ ഇന്ന് ആരാധിക്കേണ്ട ആരാധിച്ചു, പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കേണ്ട പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചു, നല്ല ഭംഗിക്കായിട്ട് പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചു, രാവിലെ പേഴ്സണൽ പ്രേയറിന് വരുന്നു, രണ്ട് സ്ക്രിപ്ചറും വായിച്ച് തിരിച്ചു പോയിട്ട് എന്തെങ്കിലും ചെയ്താക്കാന്ന് ഓർത്ത് പോവുകയാണെങ്കിൽ, ഐ ഡു നോട്ട് നോ, ഗോഡ് മൈറ്റ് ഗ്രേസ് യു, ബട്ട് യു വോണ്ട് എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ് ദ വിസിറ്റേഷൻ ഫ്രം ഗോഡ്. ഇറ്റ്സ് നോട്ട് ഹൗ വെൽ യു ഗോ പ്രിപ്പയർഡ് ഫോർ എ മീറ്റിംഗ് ദാറ്റ് മാറ്റേഴ്സ്, ഇറ്റ് മാറ്റേഴ്സ്, ബട്ട് ഹൗ വെൽ യു ഹാൻഡിൽ യുവർ ലൈഫ് ആഫ്റ്റർ ദ മീറ്റിംഗ് ദാറ്റ് മാറ്റേഴ്സ്. You hear that? If you're still hungry for the word of the Lord, how many of you are hungry tonight for the word of the Lord? Oh, hallelujah. You're looking at the book of Isaiah saying, Lord, reveal something from here. I went for worship, but I didn't receive anything. I had my experiences. I saw those burnt offerings. I saw people worshiping God. I saw all that. But here I am, hungry. Still hungry. Oh, Lord, put a blessed hunger in the hearts of your people. For your presence and for your word. Hallelujah. I'm still hungry. Oh, hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. I used to see people of God coming here. After meetings, they would come back home and say, please share something more. They would spend time with others, sharing the word of the Lord. Today, after the meeting is over, they spend time with each other, speaking, where shall we go for lunch? The upper room has turned out to be a supper room. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. You should be saying, Lord, I am still hungry for the word of the Lord. Get a visitation from God will be there upon your life. Job, the 10th chapter and verse 12 says, thy visitation, O God, has preserved my spirit. Are you seeing things fall apart in your life? What you need is a fresh visitation from God. Amen. Hallelujah. What you need is to say, Lord, I'm hungry for you. Hallelujah. See, what brought the presence of the Lord into this man, this eunuch, is important. Because you find this man not only had a hunger for the word, but look at the disposition of his heart. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and overtake this chariot. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, do you understand what you're reading? Isn't it incredible? And he said, how can I unless someone guides me? And what did he do? He asked Philip to come up and sit with him. Isn't it incredible? Look at the disposition of his heart. This man is the treasurer. Look at the office that he is holding. He was in charge of all the treasury of the queen. There's a high office. Who is the finance minister of India? Well, that's the office of this man. That's the office of this man. That's the position that he holds. The treasurer, the finance minister, Mr. Unmohan Singh. That is some time back. Amen. Now he's the prime minister. I pray the pastor's anointing will come upon you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. He is the treasurer, a high-ranking officer. And he's calling a no good preacher. If it was a Paul that he called, I could understand. If it was a Peter that he called, I could understand. I could understand if he called somebody else. But just the deacon. Just the deacon who was handing bread to the widows in the church. Hallelujah. When this man was walking by and you are going in your Mercedes Benz and there is somebody walking on the road and you have a man of high position, would you allow that man to sit by your side and explain the scripture to you? Hallelujah. Look at the disposition of that man's heart. Amen. Here you are traveling. Some people say, I can only put up with my kind of people. Hallelujah. I want the pastor to come and pray in my house. And if I send some other believers to pray, there was Adam one. Pastor Varanam. Are you looking for a visitation of the Lord or a visitation from the pastor? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you're looking for a visitation from God and you want God to visit your house and your home and your marriage and your life, the disposition of the heart is important. Hallelujah. I've learned to delegate things in the ministry to different people. Tonight some of our prayer warriors, they just went and bombarded a house and came back. Hallelujah. I didn't go. I said, go. Hallelujah. They've been trained for that. They know how to use the sword. They know how to speak in militant tongue. They know what it means to cast out the devil. They know how to stand in unity. They know how to stand in love. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I remember the beginning of the ministry. Yeah, you didn't. Some of you might not know the ministry of the ministry, beginning of the ministry. The prayer meeting was at a house, and we would, you know, I would make sure that I clean the floor. I would pray, prepare. I would keep songbooks there myself. Anybody who comes, I'll give the songbooks by myself. I would open the windows for the air to come in. After prayer meeting, I would close it. I would stand there, and I would say the introduction prayer. I would take the praise. I would take the worship. At those times, we had two fast songs, two slow songs, and that was worship. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I would preach. I would bind the principalities and the powers of the enemy. I would lay hands upon people. After the meeting was over, I would counsel people. After they had gone, I would keep the songbooks back. And then the Lord said, delegate. Share. It was hard. You needed trust. Because you do not know where the person that you're sharing with after some time will hit you. Or will disunify the ministry. And a share. The first thing that I shared was, somebody can open the windows, come early, open the windows and clean the floor. Hallelujah. Somebody can give out the songbooks. That was the only thing that I could share. That is all I had faith for. That is all I had grace for. Anybody wants to come for the meeting? God bless you. Feel a part of this church. Come clean the floor. Hallelujah. Give out songbooks and go back home after the prayer. Then I cut some. You look at people who are faithful. And you look at people who will just not only say that I'm faithful to the Lord. That's kind of cute and nice. But if you've got a vision from God and a purpose from God, you need to look at people who will not only be faithful to the Lord, to be faithful to you. Because that's a ministry that God has put into your heart. That's a ministry that God has given that person. That person should go somewhere and start a ministry. And you encourage them. But if it's a ministry that God has put into your heart, and you're sharing it, you need to make sure that that person is loyal. Because you're trusting that person with relationships in the church. You're trusting that person with a lot of things. Because the next time, I had a person in the church sometime back, whom you introduce them to everyone, you take them around for prayer, everything. After that, they would use all those kind of relationships for their selfish gain. You know, they were not faithful inside. And the blame comes on you. So there's a place where you're placing yourself in a place of vulnerableness. And you're trusting. And that's what I had to do. So you trust them. After that, I would trust them to lead just praise. Then worship. Then share the word. Then counsel. Hallelujah. Now you got so many people in the ministry who can do all that. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Are you looking for some purpose in your life? See, this man, I'm just speaking about this attitude. He had the humility of heart to humble himself and say, listen, come sit by my side. In my Mercedes-Benz stand, sit. I know you are a man who's walked under the anointing, under the gifting. Help me to understand this word. And he obeyed. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, what I want to tell you and preach to you is exactly on the purpose of the ministry. And I was thinking of marriage. And maybe we'll just go into that but after some time. But the purpose of ministry, you say you are available to the Lord. You want to serve the Lord, all that? Let me give you something very plain and simple so you can understand. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you want to just continue with the message that we had yesterday? Amen. This is just the beginning. If you're looking for a visitation, just ask the Lord. Amen. Continue to worship. Get hungry for the word. Have that disposition of heart to be humble and to be obedient. And that will bring in the presence of the Lord into your life. And if you're a man who's going to taste the presence of the Lord, and you say, I'm going to serve the Lord, and I'm going to serve Him in the capability of the ministry that He's put me in, to be rooted in the place that He's placed me in, then you better learn what's the purpose of the ministry and how to understand it. Because I realized, through ministry, there is a spiritual jungle out there. Today we have so many preachers, and some of them great men of God. Fantastic. More holier people, more obedient people, more anointed people. All that. More gifted people, more consecrated people, all are there. At the same time, there are people also who are not exactly doing the things that God wants them to do. And suddenly I realize that ministry is something like a spiritual jungle. It's easy to get lost. And you realize only after some time you just seem to find the good trees and the beautiful birds and the butterflies, and you go behind the butterfly and butterfly and butterfly and butterfly, and suddenly you're caught in between the jungle, not knowing how to find your way back. And suddenly you realize that as a minister of the gospel, as a pastor, you really need to tell people and teach them so they can be guided, they can be kept, they can understand things in the right perspective. You hear that? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed. See, that's why I was speaking with somebody just before I came in. I said, if you have any desire to serve the Lord, if you have any desire, is that important? If you have any desire to serve the Lord, then remember this. If you have any desire to serve the Lord, then let me say this, to serve Jesus, then there is every chance that either you can give into yourself and have ambition instead of servant heart. Two, there is every chance the enemy can manipulate you. If the enemy can't get to you or keep you from getting saved, hear me well, please. The first thing that the devil tries to do is to keep you from getting saved. If you get saved by the grace of God, by faith in Jesus Christ, then what he tries to do is make you keep blind about your calling. You hear that? Make you blind about the calling that you have. And if you have a calling, he will try to make that calling look ordinary. Make you think your business, your work, your future, your things in life are more important than the calling of God. And make you an ordinary person when God wants to make you something that he can trust you with and anoint you. And so if he can keep you from your calling, he's one. But then if you're called and you realize your calling, then he will try to divert you or distract you from your calling. Hear me well, please. Are you with me? We're speaking about purpose. He will try to divert you or distract you from your calling. You know, I heard so many men of God who were called, who went out on missions. They went out, and after some time, you know, if it was some of the people who were called, after some time, I would see them, you know, saying, we want to take care of the poor, we want to take care of the orphans, we want to take care of old age homes, all that. That's good, that's fantastic work. But if you've got a calling, I'll have somebody else to do that. The greater importance is that you have the treasure of the word of God. One word from God can bring a person out of hell into heaven. From darkness to light. The most powerful tool that God has ever placed into the hands of men is the word of the living God. One word can either save a person or destroy a person. You hear that? He will try to divert you or distract you. Now, if you couldn't get that, I have seen men of God, after some time, I've seen, they're saying, okay, we are looking, we want to help the poor in our city, in the nearby areas. That is good. That's a good motive. We also do all that. But I never allow that to distract me from my calling. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that, but you should know what is the purpose. The purpose. You should learn to keep the vision. So the enemy will come and say, listen, why don't you just, I know churches that are destroyed because the pastor was so concerned about the financial welfare of the church. And so people in this congregation struggling. And I know what it means. You see somebody struggling financially and you want to help them. And I suddenly realize you can only help them through the word. and by setting them free by the unction of the Spirit. Because the minute you step out from that, what happened is, you know, that of a church, I know that, you know, they try to get a place where, you know, you have five people under you and commission basis, it goes on, some kind of business, I do not know what it is, to save and help all the people in the church. And after some time, the calling was diluted. The church lost its passion for God. Lost the revelation of who Jesus is. What they're put on earth for. Why they're planted in a city. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And in between your calling, there will come distractions and diversions like ambitions. Amen. Ambitions. Whether it be spiritual ambition or whether it be worldly ambition, both are dangerous. Worldly ambition, if you've got the grace of God inside of you, you know it is a sin immediately. But if it's a spiritual ambition, you will never recognize it. You hear that? That person will never be teachable. That person will never be yieldable. He will say, I got my wishing, I got my prayer, I got my gifting, I got my anointing. Let me do what I want. Just leave me alone. If you just help him and tell him what he wants to hear, he is happy. But if you rub him the wrong way, he'll get really nasty. I don't know how many of you know that kind of experiences. You need to understand that once you have a calling, and when God puts you in a place where he's called you to be in, I'm not saying this is the place. If you find there's some other place that you should be in, please find that and be there. But be consistent. Are you with me? Because it's a spiritual principle. Somebody can't make you a spiritual giant overnight. You hear that? How many of you understand what I'm saying? How many of you like this kind of preaching tonight? Nobody can. If you sense this is the place, then when you come, you should know there is a purpose for which God has brought you here and placed you here. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So to keep that calling, to keep it focused on Jesus, and to submit to the Lordship of Jesus, and to keep in harmony, I'm going to give you seven things. You know, when you look at the word of the Lord, see, in any ministry or church, some of the things I've shared before, some of the things I'm sharing in you, but we're just dealing with perspective and purposes, especially concerning ministry. I wanted to preach on marriage, the purpose of marriage. And I came here prepared for that, so it's, you know, maybe I should take it some other week. So married people, may God bless your marriage. Have plenty of children, have fun. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. See, when you look at the word of the Lord, hallelujah. This is a Sunday evening meeting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. See, when you look at the... I've taught you that before, and I pray that you will understand again. There is something called general calling to which everybody is called as a believer. And in the general calling that you have as a believer, you are supposed, and you don't need to ask the pastor, can I share my testimony with somebody? You need to share your testimony. Are you with me? If somebody says, give us the word, you need to give them the word. Are you with me? You don't need to call up the pastor and say, can I do that? Can I do that? No, you don't need to. That's what you're called for. Every believer needs to do that. You need to share your testimony. You know, you need to do that. You know, one man named, you know, he would pray all the time, Lord, Lord, use me, use me, use me, use me for thy kingdom, Lord. Please, Lord, you are using everybody, but why not me, Lord? Please, Lord, please. Lord. You know, many a time when a person prays that prayer, what he is having in his mind is, use me in the church. Are you with me? And he gets frustrated when he's not used in the church. And he thinks, am I not called? You're called. You have a calling on your life. That's why he's placed you in that business. That's why he placed you in the job area where the rest of the people around you are unbelievers. Why he's placed you in the family where the people around you don't believe in the gospel of Jesus. That's why he's placed you in a street where your people looking down upon servants of God and the men of God and the glory of the gospel. And you're praying every day, oh, use me, use me, use me. And you think you're valuable and useful for God only if you're useful and ministering in the church? It's a deception. Are you with me? As a believer, when you recognize, how many of you have ever prayed, Lord, use me? Can you be honest? And how many of you have seen in your workplace somebody coming to you and sharing a problem with you? How many have seen that? How many of you understood that was God's purpose in you needing to share the word with that person? How many of you saw somebody crying in a corner in your office or in your school or in your college and you felt, you know, kind of compassion inside of you wanting to just go and be with that person, share the word with that person? How many of you ever felt that? That's a calling in you. How many of you businessmen, you had a business meet and all businessmen came together and you were given 5 minutes to do your presentation and you did your presentation. And after your presentation, you just need to know that that was a chance to just share the gospel one bit at least. And you shared one word. Yeah, I am happy because Jesus blessed me. And that's the secret of my happiness, not boost. The secret of my strength and happiness is Jesus. Yeah. And you recognize, you know, those people, some might be hungry and they might not want to find out where you get that kind of food from to make you happy in the Lord. And suddenly you said, you know, I go to a church, you know, it's a place where we have worship and prayer. And all that. How many of you understand that there's opportunities which God has given you? Whether you're strong, whether you're weak, you see that kind of thing rising up inside of you. The minute you don't do that in your workplace, you know what? That workplace bondage will start to intimidate you. Please hear me well. If you have a relationship in the hostel or in the place where you are in or anywhere where you are not being, you know, strong in your faith to share the word with them and your faith and your testimony, you will find their testimony and their influence getting into you. After some time, you'll be in a thing like them. And when you come to church, you'll say, nothing good is happening to me. What's the difference between that person and this person? You see kind of, that kind of thoughts? Where did it come from? You know, that influence of that world just influenced you. A person sitting next to you was kind of discouraged. And he said, you know, I prayed and nothing happened. What that person meant was that he prayed at St. Anthony's Church. Nothing happened. And that enemy's nothing happened gets into your mind. So you come into church service and you're standing there and you got a need of your own and you're praying and suddenly this thought comes in. I pray and nothing happens. And before you go, you share your testimony to two people standing next to you saying, nothing happened. You know what's happened? Because you didn't do what God had called you to do and you were in the salt there and the light there, that influenced you. You sit with the worldly friends and they start, you know, making fun of gospel and preachers and all that. If you don't share, you will find that worldliness getting into you. Hear that? I'm not saying the devil gets into you. What I'm saying is that influence gets on your mind. And after some time, you know, what you will have, because you've lost sight of the preciousness of your calling. So the worldly friends are sitting there and saying, let us buy another 100 acres in Kodaikanal. And you're thinking, okay, I should also do that. There's nothing wrong with you doing that. What I'm saying is, it shouldn't be from that influence that has come from that person. You should discern. If God put into your heart to buy 1,000 acres in Kodaikanal, go buy it. But if it was an influence that came from the society that you are in, or from the friends that you are in, it's a sign that you didn't share the gospel with them. And because you didn't penetrate them with the word, the influence penetrated into you. How many of you understand what I'm saying? I'm just speaking practical things tonight. He just penetrated into you. And that doesn't take immediate effect, you know, in your calling. It's like a seed. See, the word of God is seed. Are you with me? You need to give it time to sprout and flower. The minute the seed falls, you shouldn't say, oh, it's taken working in me. No. 1 Peter 1 says, you have been born anew or born again through the incorruptible seed of God's word. The word of God is incorruptible. In other words, if it has fallen into your heart, it'll never corrupt. It'll bring in into your life fruitfulness one day or the other. Are you with me? The seed can be there in the soil. People might walk over that seed. You might have just planted it there and put it there maybe 7 years back and you thought it would never flower. But suddenly one day, boom, the seed comes. What happens to most people, they get disillusioned with the word, is because the minute the third falls, they think, okay, I should have my breakthrough. Why is the fruitfulness not coming? The fruitfulness will come if the word is in your heart. ഒരു പുറത്ത് പോയിട്ട് ഒരു 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 മാവ് നട്ട ഉടനെ ഉളച്ചു വരുമോ? ഇന്ന് രാത്രി മൊത്തം വെള്ളം ഒഴിച്ചാലും വരുമോ? ചിലവർ അഭിഷേക പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്ക് പോകുന്ന അതിനാ വചനം വീണു, കർത്താവ് ഇന്ന് തന്നെ എന്നെ അങ്ങ് ഒരു മരമാക്കി അങ്ങ് വൃക്ഷമാക്കി അങ്ങ്. രാത്രി മൊത്തം ദേവദാസന്മാരെ കൈ വെച്ച് വാച്ചാലും നീ അങ്ങനെ വളരുമൊന്നുമില്ല. Hallelujah. See, I understanding what I'm saying. I'm just speaking practical things. There is a season for which that is to grow. But it'll grow. Are you with me? It'll grow. And chalappo oru malakkala aavashyamaanu. Chalappo oru veil aavashyamaanu. Chalappo idakku korchu valam aavashyamaanu. ചിലപ്പം കുറച്ച് വീഡ്സൊക്കെ എടുത്ത് കളയേണ്ടി വരും. ഇടയ്ക്കിടയ്ക്ക് കുറച്ച് വെള്ളം ഒഴിച്ചു കൊടുക്കേണ്ടി വരും. പക്ഷേ അത് വളരും. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. അതിനാ കോൺഗ്രിഗേഷൻ. ഇടയ്ക്ക് വീഡ്സ് എടുത്ത് കളയും, ഇടയ്ക്ക് ഇച്ചിരി വെള്ളം ഒഴിച്ചു വരും, ഇടയ്ക്ക് ആ അറ്റമൊക്കെ ഒന്ന് മുറിച്ച് കളയും. നല്ലപോലെ ഒന്ന് വന്നോട്ടെ എന്ന് ഓർത്ത് കാട് പിടിച്ച് പോവാ, അയലോക്കത്തെ പറമ്പിലേക്ക് പോവാ. ഇതങ്ങ് ഞാഞ്ഞ ഒന്ന് ട്രിം ചെയ്തെടുത്തില്ലെങ്കിൽ സാധന ആരല്ലേ, അവര് തേങ്ങ പറിച്ചോണ്ട് പോകും. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See, it's a seed. Are you with me? Hallelujah. The enemy also puts the seed. പടി അത് ഇൻകറപ്റ്റബിൾ അല്ല. അത് യേശുവിന് രക്തത്തിന്റെ അടി വന്നാൽ മതി, ഒന്ന് അത് ക്യാൻസൽ ആയി പോവും. അല്ലെങ്കിൽ ട്രൂത്ത് രണ്ടാമതൊന്ന് കേട്ടാ മതി, ആ ലൈ ഡിസ്പെൽ ചെയ്ത് പോവും. ദാറ്റ്സ് വൈ സർട്ടൻ ടോക്സ് ഹാസ് ടു ബി ട്രീറ്റഡ് അഗൈൻ, പ്രീച്ച്ഡ് അഗൈൻ, ബിക്കോസ് വെൻ ദ ലൈ സഡൻലി ട്രൈ ടു ടേക്ക് എ ഹോൾഡ് ഓവർ മൈൻഡ്സ് ഓഫ് പീപ്പിൾ, യു നീഡ് ടു പ്രീച്ച് ദ സെയിം ട്രൂത്ത് അഗൈൻ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. And what we are speaking about is, when God has put you here in the ministry, and I told you, everyone who is called, there's a purpose. When He's placed you here, there's a general calling, and then there's a specific calling. Now, between the general calling and the specific calling, now in the general calling, you can share your testimony, you can share the word, you can pray with people. I won't say pray over people. Don't lay hands upon people unless you know the doctrine of laying on of hands. But you can pray with people. Are you with me? You can just lift them up and pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to do that. When somebody asks you to pray, pray. Don't lay hands upon them and, you know, suddenly prophesy and... pray with people. Amen. Keep the focus. Amen. Don't let it go to your head. You hear that? You are called. Once, I think it was to Charles Spurgeon. Once a man came to him, a young preacher, a young pastor came to Charles Spurgeon and said, I'm called. And Charles Spurgeon said, yeah, you're called, but don't let that go to your head. അങ്ങനെ ഹെഡിൽ പോയിട്ടെന്ന് പറയും, പിന്നെ അവനൊന്നും ടീച്ച് ചെയ്യാൻ പറ്റിയില്ല, അവനെല്ലാം പരിപൂർണമായി പോവും. പിന്നെ അവൻ നമുക്ക് തലവേദനയാ. ഒന്ന് തിരിച്ചൊന്ന് കർത്താവിൽ കൊണ്ടുവരണമെങ്കിൽ എത്ര ദിവസം ഒന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചാല. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So when you realize your call and from this general calling to the specific calling, what we mean by specific calling is the fivefold office that is mentioned in Ephesians 4. Amen? Ephesians 4, 11 to 13, there's a fivefold office. Apostle, how many of you remember what I preached and taught you a long time back? Who is the apostle? Who is the apostle? This is? Prophet. This is? Evangelist. Teacher, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You should be very careful when you put up those fingers. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Just looking at some of you, it's making me so happy looking at you. Oh, yes. Amen. So before you move into a specific calling, are you with me? Now, let me say that to you. See, it is important that if you really understand it, you just can't move into a specific calling overnight. എത്ര കോൺഫറൻസിന് പോയെന്ന് പറഞ്ഞാലും, ചിലവരൊക്കെ ഒരു കോൺഫറൻസിന് പോയാൽ മതി. ഒരു ബൈബിൾ കോൺഫറൻസിന് പോയിട്ട് വരുമ്പോ പിന്നെ നമ്മളെ പഠിപ്പിച്ച് തലക്കകത്ത് കയറി. See, അങ്ങനെ വരുന്ന കാര്യമല്ല അത്. There's a time of maturing. And before you move into the specific calling, I can assure you, before God puts you into that specific calling, there'll be seven areas to eight areas in which He would have tested you before He would have put you in your specific calling. Before you move into your specific calling, remember, there would be eight areas in which it tests you out before you move into that. Now, what happens during the test is, you know, because He doesn't want you to be getting into a specific calling and then mess up. How many of you are scared of just messing up just as an ordinary believer with no pressure on you? But the pressure on me is 100 million times more. Because that's why you need to pray for leaders, people who are in offices. Because, see, if the enemy can get at me and hit me down, in whatever way, then the faith of so many people gets affected. And that puts a whole lot of pressure on you. Because you know your weaknesses, you know your strengths, you know you're not perfect, there are areas that you're dealing with. This is why when I have a weak area, I only show it to people that I can really trust. Because as a leader, suddenly you understand when you are in your spiritual office, in one of those offices, there's so much of attention on you. Just not from the people. People's attention, you don't mind. But the enemy's attention on you. And you can sense him. Nights in which you grapple with demons and cast it out. And you can sense that kind of pressure coming against you. And you know, at that point, you know, it said that people who are in the ministry in specific callings are some of the most loneliest people. When congregation has realized it, when congregation have got a problem, they will call you up for prayer. They will stand with you when they have a problem. And you pray with them. But when you have a problem, you will never find anybody standing up with you. And over a period of time, you learn to accept it. When a congregation falls and they expect the pastor to understand. Imagine you fall into whatever sin and you come and you expect the pastor to understand, don't you? And now I come tomorrow morning and say, listen, I have fallen big. I blew it all up. Just understand me. I know how many people will leave this church and go. And I wouldn't blame you for doing that. What I'm saying is, there's a whole different perspective as a leader. So when God takes you to a specific calling, it is good that He allows you to mature through those 8 things, which I can teach you. But unless you apply it by the word of the Lord and by the help of the Spirit and by the grace of God, you will not see it happening. And I realize, you know, like I said before, I can never trust somebody with my weakness. Unless I really know them. And that too out of fear, because you do not know, you know, when that person is going to turn around you. When that person is going to use that against you. Because it's like giving the enemy a chance, you know, to control you. Or somebody else to control you. What I'm trying to say is, these 8 things. And when you have the general calling, realize this, so you'll help you. How many of you find this helpful tonight? The first one is the word called faithfulness. It means what it says. Hallelujah. It means what it says. The word called? With your general calling, you have to be faithful. നാളെ രണ്ടുപേരും ഒന്ന് തെറി പറയുമ്പോഴത്തേന് പോകുന്ന വിശ്വാസമാണെങ്കിൽ വാട്ട് ഇസ് ഫെയ്ത്ത്ഫുൾനെസ്? രണ്ടുപേരും തെറി ചോദിക്കുക, നീ പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്കാണ് പോകുന്നത്, അപ്പൊ ഈ മറച്ചു വെക്കുന്ന വിശ്വാസമാണെങ്കിൽ എന്ത് ഫെയ്ത്ത്ഫുൾനെസ്? അത് ഇൻ ദ ഗോസ്പൽ ലൂക്ക് ചാപ്റ്റർ 16, you know that word faithfulness, to explain more deeper way, it just means one, regularity. Regularity. You know what that means? സിനിമയ്ക്ക് പോവാണെങ്കിൽ 6 മണിക്കത്തെ ഷോയ്ക്കാണെങ്കിൽ 5:30 ആകുമ്പോഴെങ്കിലും അവിടെ എത്തും. ചിലരൊക്കെ 4 മണിക്ക് പോയ ക്യൂ നിൽക്കും. പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്ക് വരുമ്പോ 6 മണി കഴിഞ്ഞ് കുറച്ചൊക്കെ നല്ലൊരു ഒരു വിശ്വാസവും ഒരു ഭക്തനൊക്കെ ആണെങ്കിൽ 6 മണി കഴിഞ്ഞ് 5 മിനിറ്റ് കഴിയുമ്പോൾ വരും. അല്ലെങ്കിൽ ബാക്കിയുള്ളൊരു 6:30, 7:45, ചിലര് മെസ്സേജിന്റെ തൊട്ട് മുമ്പ്, ചില മെസ്സേജും കഴിഞ്ഞ ഒരു അഭിഷേക പ്രാർത്ഥന, ആ ബ്ലെസ്സിംഗ് മാത്രം ഒന്ന് കേട്ടാൽ മതി എന്ന് പറയും. റെഗുലാരിറ്റി. That's why this morning when I came into the congregation there, I looked at the congregation, I was very, very happy just seeing it. Because there were so many people who had come up early and they were just not speaking to each other and spending time there. They were just sitting focused on the Lord. At least come 5 minutes early. There's a saying, you know, if you're always early, you'll never be late. Come 5 minutes early, just to come and offer the congregation, people who are going to minister, and the rest of the people are going to come and pray by yourself with the Lord. Be regular. Regularity is important. God will test you there. The reason I come late some days is just because of nothing else, but for the sole purpose that I realize when if I'm here, even if I have asked somebody else to minister, they look up to me all the time. Pastor, when are you taking over? So you need to move away and stay away and just come in between the time just to minister. So I've seen that, you know, if there is a warfare or a struggle going on, they would just expect you to take authority and gas it out. I just need them to exercise authority and learn that warfare and struggle it out there and stand in the gap and still continue to minister. So just move away and come later. Because they'll never learn. But I am never late. I can watch for that 100%. Whenever God has called me to minister, whenever God has sent me somewhere, I have never, ever been late. I've been late in a lot of things in my life, but never in the area of ministry unto the Lord. Regularity is important. It's faithfulness. Second, that word faithfulness means trueness in the spirit. ഹൃദയാത്മാർത്ഥത എന്ന് പറയും. വായും കൊണ്ടുള്ള ആത്മാർത്ഥതയല്ല, അതെല്ലായിടത്തും ഉണ്ട് കേട്ടോ. And as a pastor, you realize that over a congregation, not everybody who speaks good words to you are, you know, really meaning it from their heart. Not everybody who smiles at you really loves you. You realize that over a long period of time. And over a period of time, you learn to discern the spirit and not what they show outside. Even when somebody is struggling and complaining or sitting with a burdened heart, you know inside their heart there is love. But some of them, when they smile, you still know what's there inside, because you discern the spirit. And what I'm saying this is, if you're going to ever move into your calling and step into the office for which God has called you, there needs to be trueness in the spirit. Agathe aatmarthadagam. That's before the Lord. Are you with me? 3, loyalty. That's what faithfulness means, loyalty. Because I preach a lot of scriptures, I'm just teaching you tonight. Loyalty, that word loyalty. Loyalty not only to Jesus, but how do you show it to Jesus if you don't show it to his church? See, the church is the body of Christ. And if you say, I'm going to be loyal to Jesus, and disloyal to the man of God that God has placed over you, you are fooling yourself, because that's not right. You hear that? There needs to be loyalty. That's what faithfulness is all about. I say, Lord, give me loyal people. People who will be loyal. You're trusting them with your vision. You're trusting them with, you know, relationships. So many relationships come into a church. You're trusting them with so many things. You know, even when the tithing box is kept, I never close it. We never... You know, you're trusting everything. Maybe it's for the Sunday congregation now, we have kept 2 people to look, because there are a lot of people coming from outside. But never for the congregation, that's a part of the church. 2 people to just see whether the offering box is there and all that, but not for the, you know, the church. I trust people with everything. Loyalty. Loyal? Are you loyal? I'm not saying asking you, are you spiritual? Because you'll say you are. But are you loyal? That's important. And faithfulness in 3 areas. The word faithfulness, that's what I said. 1, regularity. That means consistent. You know, that means, see, if you're saying, okay, I'll put up the display here, it might be a little thing, but you're going to be consistent with that. You're not doing it one day at a high and one day at a low, and you're going to sweep the floor, you're going to do it regularly. You're going to put the chairs, you're going to do it regularly. You're going to usher in people and allow them to be seated comfortably, you're going to do it regularly. God needs to see your heart. You're not doing it before people. See, this is what his word is. You're not doing it before people. Before people, you can just show an outward act. God discerns the heart. When you forget the God of the house, and when you forget this is the house of God, then if you don't discern this as the house of God, then come, let's party. When this is the house of God, and we're showing your attitude towards the Lord by showing it to the house. And the house is made up of individual believers, not a structure. Where we go, that's the church. You hear that? That word faithfulness means regularity, loyalty, trueness of the spirit. And let's look at Luke chapter 16. On three areas in which God's word describes us to be faithful in. And this is verses 10, 11 and 12. Luke 16, verse 10, 11 and 12. Can somebody read for me, please? Taking a long time. Then Luke 16, 10, 11 and 12. The mic is not on.
He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much.
See, that underline the word. He who is faithful in what is least. That's the first area of faithfulness. Not in something that is big, but that which is least. We say, okay, you can trust that person. If you pastor, I will be faithful. നീ ചെറിയ കാര്യങ്ങളിൽ ഫെയ്ത്ത്ഫുൾ അല്ലെങ്കിൽ, കർത്താവിന്റെ വേലയ്ക്ക് ഒരു മൈക്ക് നേരെ ചൊവ്വ എടുത്ത് വെക്കാൻ പറ്റുന്നില്ലെങ്കിൽ, വലിയ കാര്യത്തിന് ഫെയ്ത്ത്ഫുൾ ആകാൻ പറ്റിയല്ല. ബിക്കോസ് ദ ബൈബിൾ സേസ് ഹി ഈസ് നോട്ട് ഫെയ്ത്ത്ഫുൾ ഇൻ ദ ലീസ്റ്റ് കനോട്ട് ബി ഫെയ്ത്ത്ഫുൾ ഇൻ ദ തിങ് ദാറ്റ് ആർ ഗ്രേറ്റർ. ദ ഫസ്റ്റ് ഈസ് ഫെയ്ത്ത്ഫുൾനെസ് ഇൻ ദ ലീസ്റ്റ് തിങ്സ്. യു ഹിയർ ദാറ്റ്? 2 11th verse.
Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon.
Faithful in money. And the second one. One, faithfulness in that which is least. Two, faithfulness in money. See, money had a relationship. When God said, you cannot serve two masters at the same time, He was not speaking about the devil and Him. Because the Lord never said the devil is a master. The Lord said, money. You cannot serve two masters at the same time, which means Jesus and money. Amen. You hear that? He never meant the devil. And what controls the world? What do people live for? What determines your career? What determines your success? Is it not money? If you are earning a lakh a month in your job, you'll say, I'm successful. 1,000 രൂപയാണെന്ന് പറഞ്ഞിട്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ പറയോ സക്സസ്ഫുൾ ആണെന്ന്? ഐ വിൽ കോൾ യു സക്സസ്ഫുൾ ഇഫ് യു ആർ ഇൻ ദ വിൽ ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. ഫെയ്ത്ത്ഫുൾ ഇൻ മണി ടു ഗോഡ്സ് എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞ ദൈവം പറഞ്ഞു, ഒന്ന് പിശാശല്ല, ഒന്ന് മണിയും മറ്റേത് ജീസസും. ആർ യു വിത്ത് മീ? And we can only serve one of them. See, most of you might realize, what basis your relationship or what determines, when you decide things, how do you determine it? കൊച്ചിനു വേണ്ടി കല്യാണം ആലോചിക്കുക, എന്താ ആലോചിക്കുന്നത്? കർത്താവിന്റെ ഹിതമാണോ നോക്കുന്നത്, അതോ സ്വത്താണോ നോക്കുന്നത്? കൊച്ചിനെ പഠിപ്പിക്കാൻ വിടാൻ പോവാ, ഈ കൊച്ച് പഠിച്ചു കഴിഞ്ഞിട്ട് ജോലി മേടിച്ച പൈസ ഉണ്ടായിക്കൊണ്ട് വരും എന്നാണ് ചിന്തിക്കുന്നത്, അത് ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ഹിതമാണോ? Hello. What is guiding your future? You can't serve God and money in the way around. Only one master, and Jesus to be the master. And how do you prove that? You prove that by being faithful to Him in the area of money. It's to Him. I want an Acts 2-wheeler. When the Holy Spirit fell upon the church and they all began to speak in tongues, you will find, and when Peter preached the message and 3,000 souls were saved, the first thing that they did was to sell all they had and place it. And say, ഇനി തൊട്ടിതല്ല ഞങ്ങളെ ഗൈഡ് ചെയ്യുന്നത്, യേശുവ. മാസ്റ്റേഴ്സ് ചേഞ്ച് ചെയ്യുന്ന അവർ പറഞ്ഞത്. എന്നാലും അത് ചെയ്യോ? You have to be faithful in the area of money. Many men of God fall there. They preach for money. Even when I have a need, I never ask money. I just pray. We believe in God for 1.5 crore just for the land. That is the price that I had estimated for the whole project. It's quite shaky. But hallelujah, because we serve Jesus, He will release the provision. Amen. Hallelujah. See, you have to be faithful in the area of money. Our tithe is important. It's not where no alla. Karthavinte munne njan faithful onnu kaanikkuka. Paisakkalla ente mel adhigaram. Paisa illengil karthave ang enne pottum ente kudumbathe nokkum ennu theliyikkuka. അത് മനസ്സിലായില്ലെങ്കിൽ ഒരിക്കലും ചെയ്യല്ല കേട്ടോ, ടൈത് ചെയ്യല്ല. ഇത് ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ആത്മാവ് മനസ്സിലാക്കിയ വചനത്തിൽ നിന്ന് ബോധ്യപ്പെടുന്നില്ലെങ്കിൽ ഒരിക്കലും ചെയ്യല്ല. What I'm saying is faithful in that which is least. അത് ചെറിയ കാര്യം മേശ എടുത്തിരുന്നായിരിക്കും. ഞാൻ കണ്ടില്ലെങ്കിലും വേറെ ആരും കണ്ട് അപ്രീഷിയേറ്റ് ചെയ്തില്ലെങ്കിലും ഇത് കർത്താവിന് വേണ്ടിയാ ചെയ്യുന്നതെങ്കിൽ, കോളിംഗ് ഉണ്ടെന്ന് മനസ്സിലാക്കിയിട്ട് കർത്താവിന്റെ ചെയ്യുന്നെങ്കിൽ, ഗോഡ് വിൽ ഹോണർ യു. ചില പൈസ കൊണ്ട് എന്റെ കയ്യിൽ തരും. There are two kinds of people who give. Two kinds of people, some people when I take the money, I know they are giving it because they wanted to be prayed over. And I understand that because that in Leviticus 26 says, take the money into the hands of the priest. And that's how the tithe was supposed to be blessed and released. But then in the congregation, even if people don't give it to me into my hands, even if it is in the box later on, some of the people who stay here, they know, I pray over that money. I pray over the box and go. Some others give into the hands because they want to tell the pastor, listen, pastor, we are with you. I don't want you with me. I want you with the Lord. If you're with the Lord, you will be with me. You hear that? Getting the money into the hands is good to be prayed for. You hear that? And I respect that faith. But what I'm saying is, it's important that your perspective, your heart, your attitude, when you do that. Hallelujah. Do you like this kind of teachings? You on a Sunday meeting or on a certain Fridays, you can only preach hard and good, you know. But I like this kind of teachings. That's what matures a congregation. That's what then get them disciplined and good. See, he who is faithful in least, he is faithful in money. And it says here, read the 11th verse, please. We didn't read those two verses completely. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, that is money, who will commit to you, trust the true riches of God? The true riches of God is the anointing. It's the calling. Who will trust you with that? Kartavikku aaru trust cheyyunnu. And you wonder why God is not using you? Why He's not moving you after being in the church or in the ministry for long years? Let the Holy Spirit convict your hearts. The third area of faithfulness, the 12th verse. And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? അവിടെ നിങ്ങൾ ഏതൊരു ബിസിനസ് എസ്റ്റാബ്ലിഷ്മെന്റിൽ വർക്ക് ചെയ്യുവാണെങ്കിൽ, പ്ലീസ് ഹിയർ ദിസ് വെൽ, പ്ലീസ് ഡു ഇറ്റ് ആസ് ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് യുവർ ഓൺ. സ്വന്തം കാര്യം നോർത്തിയത് വേണം, ആരും കാണുന്നില്ലല്ലോ. ഒരു 10 ലേറ്റ് ചെന്നാലും കുഴപ്പമില്ല, ശമ്പളം മാസാവസാനം കിട്ടുമല്ലോ എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞാക്കല്ല്. ഇഫ് യു ആർ വർക്കിംഗ് ഇൻ ഓഫീസ്, ഇഫ് യു ആർ വർക്കിംഗ് ഇൻ എ ബിസിനസ് പ്ലേസ്, ഇഫ് യു വർക്കിംഗ് ഇൻ സംബഡി എൽസസ് ഇൻസ്റ്റിറ്റ്യൂഷൻ, മേക്ക് ഷുവർ ദേ ആർ ഫെയ്ത്ത്ഫുൾ ടു ദ ലോർഡ്. ജോസഫ് അതായിരുന്നു. ഈജിപ്തിലായിരുന്നപ്പോഴും അവിടെ 44 കൊട്ടാരത്തിലാണ്, 44 ഭവനത്തിലാണെങ്കിലും, ഈജിപ്തിലായിരുന്നപ്പോ തന്നെ ഫാറോയുടെ കൊട്ടാരത്തിലാണെങ്കിലും, ഹി വാസ് ഫെയ്ത്ത്ഫുൾ വിത്ത് വാട്ട് ബിലോങ് ടു സംബഡി എൽസ്. ഇത് എന്റെ കാര്യമല്ല, നമ്മുടെ മനുഷ്യ ലോകത്തിൽ എന്റെ കാര്യമല്ലല്ലോ. And that kind of self-centeredness and that kind of selfishness is creeping into the church. ഉടനെ വീട്ടിനടുത്താണെങ്കിൽ നമ്മുടെ വേസ്റ്റ് എടുത്ത് അടുത്ത പറമ്പിലേക്ക് ഇട്ടാക്കില്ല. വഴിയുടെ അറ്റത്ത് പോയി ഡസ്റ്റ്ബിനെ കൊണ്ടിടാൻ മടിയാണല്ലോ. ഓപ്പറേഷൻ വന്ന് എടുത്തോളൂ എന്നറിയാം. എന്നാ ആരും കാണുന്നില്ല, അടുത്തിന് പേരും താമസിക്കുന്നില്ല, അങ്ങോട്ട് ഇട്ടാക്കാന്ന് പറഞ്ഞാക്കില്ല. ചെറിയ കാര്യങ്ങൾ അങ്ങനത്തെ കാര്യത്തിലൊക്കെ വിശ്വസ്ത പാലിച്ച കർത്താവ് അനുഗ്രഹിക്കും. അതുകൊണ്ട് വേറെ ആരുടെയെങ്കിലും ഫോൺ ഉപയോഗിക്കുക, വേറെ ആരുടെയെങ്കിലും കാർ ഉപയോഗിക്കുക. നമ്മുടെ സ്വന്തം കാറാണെങ്കിൽ കട്ടറൊക്കെ എത്തുമ്പോ നമ്മൾ പയ്യനെ എടുത്തിറക്കും, എന്നിട്ട് പൊക്കിയെടുത്ത് അപ്പുറത്ത് എത്തുന്നു. വല്ലവരുടെയും കൈ കൈ വണ്ടി കൈ കിട്ടട്ടെ. ഒരിക്കലും അങ്ങനത്തെ അഭ്യാസം കാണിച്ചാക്കല്ല. വല്ലവരെ ഫോൺ എടുത്തിട്ട് 10 കോളം മേടിച്ച് അങ്ങോട്ടും ഇങ്ങനെ ഇട്ട് ഇങ്ങോട്ടും അങ്ങനെ ഇട്ട് 2 കമന്റും പാസ്സാക്കിട്ട് പോയ How will God trust you with the calling? If you have not been faithful in what is another man's, and Rod Parsley says, you know, his spiritual father, Lester Sumrall, he says, I learned everything from him. Yeah. When he used to visit a home, he used to make sure that the house was kept. Rod Parsley says, I would learn that. He would make sure he wouldn't touch anything or defile anything or destroy anything that which belonged to somebody else. If you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? Sondhavayit endhile mano. Be faithful in what belongs to somebody else. Are you with me? The areas of faithfulness. I want to know, Sisrusha Varimbo, when you haven't moved into your specific calling, and when you are in a general calling, avada kartha vepichakana devadasana oru vishayam kaanu. You have to be faithful to that. Before Joseph could enjoy his own dreams coming into fulfillment, he had to interpret somebody else's dreams. Do you hear that? Before Joseph in the Old Testament could interpret and see the application of his dream in his life, he saw that others' dreams were interpreted for them. And they walked in that blessing. ജയിലായിരുന്നപ്പോഴും വേറെ അനുഗ്രഹം പ്രാപിച്ചു പോകട്ടെ എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞു. അത് കർത്താവ് കണ്ടു. മോനെ, നിന്നെ ഞാൻ നിന്റെ തന്നെ സ്വന്തം ഡ്രീമിന്റെ ഫുൾഫിൽമെന്റ് നിനക്ക് അവകാശമാക്കി തരും. അതുകൊണ്ടാണ് ഒരു സഭയിൽ പോകുമ്പോൾ the pastor there would have a vision. Every church, I don't know if you are going into some church and you are not a congregation member here. I do not know if there is anybody here this evening that way. But if you are, remember that. Be faithful to the man of God there and to the vision that God has kept there. In the Pentecost kolathil adu ottumilla edilum pravachanam vanna avade ivide adichu marichonda otta pogu vayadu mana kartavul orikkalum nelanilkiyala anganthe pela evangelization nu parana vera sabaye ningotta kaitunnalla njan kaiyisam aayithu parayatte, you know, ഓരോ ചേർച്ചസിന്റെ ഒക്കെ സർവേ റിപ്പോർട്ട്സ് വരുമ്പോ അത് പറയും 100 ചേർച്ച് ഞങ്ങൾ ഈ കൊല്ലം പ്ലാന്റ് ചെയ്തു എന്ന് പറയും. 100 ചേർച്ച് പ്ലാന്റ് ചെയ്തു. അപ്പൊ കഴിഞ്ഞ കൊല്ലം 50 കൊണ്ടായിരുന്നു 100 എണ്ണമായല്ലോ. അവര് പറയും 100 എണ്ണമായി ഈ കൊല്ലം, അതുകൊണ്ട് കൂടുതൽ ഫിനാൻഷ്യൽ സപ്പോർട്ട് അമേരിക്കൻ തരണം എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞ് അമേരിക്കയ്ക്ക് അയക്കും റിപ്പോർട്ട്. അപ്പൊ അമേരിക്കയിൽ നിന്ന് അവര് 100 ചേർച്ചിനുള്ള ഫിനാൻഷ്യൽ സപ്പോർട്ട് അയച്ചു കൊടുക്കും. പിന്നെയാ മനസ്സിലാകുന്ന അവിടെ നാലിലും വന്ന് ഇങ്ങോട്ട് നോക്കുമ്പോ നേരത്തെ ഉണ്ടായിരുന്ന 50 ചേർച്ചിനെ 2 ആക്കി സ്പ്ലിറ്റ് ചെയ്തു. ആകെ 10 വിശ്വാസികൾ ഒരേ ചേർച്ചിൽ പോകുള്ളൂ. 5 പേര് നിങ്ങൾ ചേർച്ച് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് ബി, ചേർച്ച് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് എ. ഈ പരിപാടിയോടൊന്ന് മുന്നോട്ട് പോയാകല്ല. വേറെ ഏതെങ്കിലും സഭയെന്നോ ബിലീവേഴ്സ് ചർച്ച്, ഐ എം നോട്ട് സ്പീക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് ട്രഡീഷണൽ ചർച്ച് വി ഡു നോട്ട് ഈവൻ നോ ജീസസ്. വേറെ ഏതെങ്കിലും ഒരു വിശ്വാസത്തിന്റെ ഒരു ആരാധന ഉള്ള സ്ഥലത്ത് ഉള്ളവരാണെങ്കിൽ, ഇന്ന് ഒരാൾ വന്നു ഞാൻ പറഞ്ഞു ഹാവ് യു ടോൾഡ് യുവർ പാസ്റ്റർ എവിടെയാ വരുന്നതെന്ന്, അല്ലെങ്കിൽ അവിടെ പൊക്കോ. ഇവിടെ വരണ്ടാത്തതും കൊണ്ടല്ല, ഞാൻ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാൻ മടിയുള്ളത് കൊണ്ടുമല്ല, ഞാൻ ചെയ്യാത്ത കാര്യം നിങ്ങളുടെ അടുത്ത് പറയുകയല്ല. When you are in the ministry, especially in the supernatural, you know, when I go somewhere and I minister and people see the power of God, 100 പേര് വന്നിട്ട് വെക്കും കൂടെ ചേർന്നോട്ടെ എന്ന്, അവരവരെ ടൈത് ഓഫറിങ് കൊണ്ട്. ഐ ഡോണ്ട് ടേക്ക് ഇറ്റ്. നമ്മുടെ ഇവിടെ ഉള്ള ചേർച്ചിലുള്ള പിള്ളേർ പുറത്തുണ്ട്. യു കോൾ എനി വൺ ഓഫ് ദം, സം ഓഫ് ദം യു നോ, ഇവിടെ ഇവിടെ അഡ്മിനിസ്ട്രേറ്റീവ് ടീമിന് അറിയാം. ഇഫ് ദേ ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു എ ചേർച്ച് അബ്രോഡ് ആൻഡ് വെൻ ദേ ആർ വർക്കിംഗ് ആൻഡ് ദേ മേക്ക് ദേർ മണി, ഐ ടെൽ ദം ടു ടൈത് ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് ചേർച്ച് വേർ ദേ ഗോ. അവർ വരെ പാസ്റ്റർ ബട്ട് അവർ ക്ലോസ്നെസ് ഇസ് വിത്ത് യു, യു വാണ്ട് സെൻഡ് ദ ടൈത് ഹിയർ? നോ. The word of God says, tithe where you are being fed the word. You are there, tithe it there. നമുക്ക് ഒരു പൈസ ആവശ്യമില്ലാത്ത കൊണ്ടാണ്. What I'm saying is, little things, if you're faithful, God will take you into your calling. Hallelujah. If you have not been faithful in what is under the man's, are you learning something tonight? വേറെ ഒരുവന്റെ എവിടെയെല്ലാം പോയിക്കാണ്, ബി ഫെയ്ത്ത്ഫുൾ ദേ. രണ്ട്, ദാറ്റ്സ് ദ ഫസ്റ്റ്, ഓൺലി വി ഡെൽറ്റ് വിത്ത് വൺ, എയ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് ദം ഐ വാണ്ട് ടു എക്സ്പ്ലെയിൻ. ഡു വി ഹാവ് ടൈം? ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ദ സെക്കൻഡ് വൺ വി ഗോണ ഡീൽ വിത്ത്, ഇഫ് യു ഗോണ മൂവ് ഇൻ ടു യുവർ സ്പെസിഫിക് കോളിംഗ് അക്കോർഡിംഗ് ടു ദ വേർഡ് ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്, ഇസ് ഇൻ ദ ഏരിയ വിച്ച് ഇസ് കോൾഡ് ടീച്ചബിലിറ്റി. ആൻഡ് ഐ ഗോ ത്രൂ സം ഓഫ് ദോസ് പോയിന്റ്സ് വെരി ഫാസ്റ്റ് ബിക്കോസ് വി വോണ്ട് ഹാവ് ടൈം ടു പ്രീച്ച് ത്രൂ ഓൾ ഓഫ് ദം. ടീച്ചബിലിറ്റി, teachability. See, one of the signs, have you, I do not know, the more you come to know the Lord and the more you read the word, if you are genuinely a humble man reading the word, you will realize the more you come to know the word, the less you know. The more years that you walk with the Lord, you will realize the less you know, and you want to really search out the truth and really study it and apply it into your life. The minute you come to a place where I enik ella ariya endu parnittundengil, then you are on a dip. You hear that? You are on a dip. Teachableness poi. Some people are easy to be corrected. Sabayil varumbodhu correct cheyanalluppa, you can correct them, oru kolappu illa. മഴ നമ്മൾ പേടിക്കണം, ഇവനെ ഒന്ന് തുറിച്ച് നോക്കിയാ വിഷമമായി, വചനം എടുത്തിട്ടുണ്ടെന്ന് പറഞ്ഞാ പേടിയായി, എന്തിനാ പറയുന്നേ? മെച്ചപ്പെടുത്താൻ വേണ്ടി മാത്രമേ പറയുള്ളൂ, നശിപ്പിക്കാൻ വേണ്ടി പറയല. തുറിച്ച് നോക്കിയ പ്രശ്നമാണ്. അപ്പൊ നമ്മൾ വളരെ ഡെലിക്കേറ്റ് ആയിട്ട്, എന്റെ ഈ ക്രിസ്റ്റൽ ആയിട്ടുള്ള ഗ്ലാസ്സൊക്കെ നമ്മളിങ്ങനെ പൊട്ടാതെ ഇങ്ങനെ സൂക്ഷിച്ചു കൊണ്ട് അൽമാരി വെക്കുന്ന പോലെ, മോളെ ഇത് ചെല്ലു കേട്ടോ, എത്ര പ്രാവശ്യം പറഞ്ഞിട്ടുണ്ട് പ്രാർത്ഥന കഴിഞ്ഞിട്ടാ വരേണ്ടേ പോയി നിക്കല്ലെന്ന്, നീ ചെല്ലു കേട്ടോ, ചുമ്മാ നിന്ന അടുത്ത പ്രാവശ്യം മോളെ. But are you teachable? If you are teachable, something good happens. Proverbs 20 and verse 5. Read it please. 20 and verse 5.
Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out.
See, counsel in the heart of man is like a deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Njan kandund, even if I am lying on bed so illada kadakkuvaanengil, whether I am feeling strong or whatever, weak or whatever, whatever struggle I am going through when I am sitting, if a person comes who is really teachable, if he is a man of understanding varuvaanengi, he will draw the wealth of God's wisdom out of you. You know the gifting emerging. Chellaru vandirikkumbole vajana nammal agathu varu, ചെലവ് നിന്നിട്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ നമ്മൾ ചോദിക്കുന്നതായിരിക്കും, യൂറോകപ്പ് കണ്ടോ, ആര് ജയിക്കുന്ന തോന്നുന്നു എന്നറിയോ? That has brought that person, that person has come to a stage where he's unteachable, he's lost his understanding. അവൻ തികഞ്ഞവനായി കാണിക്കും. അപ്പൊ ആ വ്യക്തി വന്നു കഴിയുമ്പോ നമുക്ക് പിന്നെ അല്ലാത്ത കാര്യമൊക്കെ എന്തറിയാൻ പറ്റുള്ളൂ. മറ്റത് വന്നിരിക്കുമ്പോ ഇത് അകത്തുനിന്ന് പുറത്തേക്ക് വരും. He draws it out. When I sit with men of God, and when I used to sit with my spiritual father, I used to make sure, Lord, make me a man of understanding. I want to draw the resources that you put inside of him, the gifting that is there. Not accumulated wealth or knowledge onnum alla avathu kadakkunnu. Enikku anganthu onnumilla. I don't have anything like that. You know that I'm not that kind of educated or anything. I don't have that. But what I have is the gifting of God. And if a man is really teachable and humble before the Lord, then you know the minute that person comes, onnu chodikkanda. I do not know how many of you have the experience. If there might be anybody, just lift your hands. When I've come and sat somewhere where you are, or wherever when you have come to meet me or been with me, without you telling me your problem, when I started speaking, that was an answer to your situation. Ullavarku kai vekkavo aa anubhavam ullavaru mathram. See those hands. I can underline one thing there: teachableness. They just drew it out of you. You hear that? They just drew it out of you. The gifting of God inside of you. Now, we won't deal with that more, but let's get to the next verse. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 10. And the word is to be used, the next one, that is the third one. Yes? Faithfulness, teachability? Huh? Fifth? Second one? This is the third one. That's what I'm saying. The third one is trustworthiness. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 10. But the qualifications for a deacon are what I'm saying. But let these also first be proved or be tested. Then let them serve as deacons, being found blameless. Let me? Let them be tested. Are they going to test here? Before you put them in an office, before you release them into their calling, just test them. Isn't that amazing? As a man of God, I test. When I take a retreat team, you know, crusade, we're going for a crusade. How many of you want to come and how many of you will pray? Already, I know people will pray because they say, Lord, please, please let me come for that crusade. Let me serve you, Lord. The minute they are in the camp for the crusade and you're going, then that kind of humility and dependence on the Lord goes away. Then they say, Lord, 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 I just don't want to serve. Lord, please, I really feel good if you use me. കർത്താവ് കൃപയമ്മ പറയാ, അടുത്ത മെസ്സേജ് കൊടുക്കുക. അത് കഴിയുമ്പോൾ തന്നെ അഗെയിൻ ദി ആറ്റിറ്റ്യൂഡ് ചേഞ്ചസ്. ഇറ്റ് ഓൾ ഗോസ് ഇൻ ടു ദി ഹെഡ്. ഓൾ ജസ്റ്റ് യു നോ ദാറ്റ്. I test them because, see, I can assure you one thing. If the Lord should tarry to come the second time, by His grace, till He calls me home, I will never let down this word, nor the work of God. I'm not saying that I won't commit, fail or all that. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, I will never ever run away from the work that God has called me to do. I'm not saying I won't be high or low all the time or high all the time. Failures and mistakes and battle no la varanu. We all being people and normal people, and God putting this treasure of God's word. all that might happen. What I'm saying is, കർത്താവിന്റെ വേലയല്ലാതെ you won't find me 2 years down the line saying I think I'll start a business somewhere and do that എന്നു പറയുന്നോ, അല്ലെങ്കിൽ എനിക്ക് അമേരിക്കയിൽ ഒരു ഓഫർ വന്നിട്ടുണ്ട് ഇങ്ങോട്ട് പോവാന്നോ, അവിടെയൊക്കെ വചനം കൊടുക്കാൻ പോകുമായിരിക്കും എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞ് എന്നെ കിട്ടിയല്ല. Let them be proved or tested. Let their trustworthiness be found out. Can you trust them? Can you trust them with your vision? See, it is important, you know, when you are ministering, you know, can I be honest and frank with you tonight? You know, I had a person with me who, you know, these are some of the things that you go through ministry. I had a person with me in the ministry whom I should never have put that person in the ministry, as a matter of fact, you know, in the sense that I should, the people who stand here, people look. So I am more concerned about them than actually about the rest of the people. The reason being, see, if Julia should say tomorrow, Pastor, I'm going, there's a problem, because it'll help the complete unity of the team. The rest of the church will wonder, ഇത് കൊള്ളാല്ല, ജൂലിയസ് ഇത്ര നാൾ കൂടെ നിന്നിട്ട് ജൂലിയസ് പോവാ. So there's a greater problem. Are you with me? Because people are seeing that every day. And they associate the vision of God and the message and the ministry and all that by people whom they see around with you. So I put this person here whom I had never a guiding from God. But he asked me and I thought, okay, that always happens to me. People ask me and I thought, I just felt kind of, you know, soggy in my eyes. He said, please use me. You feel kind of, yeah, okay, you put him. And then he just walked away. Now, there's no problem, I just released him and blessed him. But what I'm saying is, and don't try to assume or presume who it is. That's not important. What I'm trying to say is the fact, I'm just trying to teach you from there. I had no problems. But what happened was that, see, there were spiritual partners with me in the work of God, other men of God in certain nations and places, to whom he went and said, listen, this has happened. I'm out of the ministry. I've put out and gone and all that. Since I'm a man who doesn't look to people, I have no problem with that also. But an area of relationship that I trusted internationally over other nations with other men of God to be covenant with us in the ministry got affected. But then I just said, Lord, I just let it into your hands. I don't have a problem. Because if one thing should go that you have put forth, then God, you will release 100 more. Now, I had that attitude. But what I'm saying is, it affects you in the sense it affects your mind. It affects your emotions. You want to put a cello tape on your heart and say, no, I don't want to trust people again. See, when you do service and when you're placing yourself in a vulnerable position, so you here it says, first prove them whether they are trustworthy. And then able to trustworthy ആണ് നോക്കുക. Trustworthy ആരോട്? കർത്താവിനോട് എല്ലാവരും ആണെന്ന് പറയും. What I'm saying is, to the house of God, to the man that God has placed there, it is important. അത് ഈ ഒരു ചോദിച്ചതല്ല, ഏത് ചോദിച്ചിലാണെങ്കിലും, ആർ യു ട്രസ്റ്റ് വർദി? ഹിയർ ദാറ്റ്? ഇഫ് യു ആർ നോട്ട്, യു ഷുഡ് സേ, ലോർഡ്, ഫോർഗിവ് മീ, ഐ റീകമ്മിറ്റ് മൈ ലൈഫ് ടു യു. ഹി വിൽ ടേക്ക് യു ബാക്ക്. ദ വേർഡ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് ഇസ് ഫോർ കറക്ഷൻ, ഫോർ റിപ്രൂഫ്, ഫോർ ദ എക്യുപ്പിംഗ് ഓഫ് ദ സെയിന്റ്സ് ദാറ്റ് ദേ മൈറ്റ് ബി ട്രെയിൻഡ് അപ്പ് ടു ബി മെൻ ഓഫ് റൈറ്റിയസ്നെസ് ഫോർ എവറി ഗുഡ് വർക്ക് ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Look at the next one. And I go through these things first. Eight things out of the eight things. One, faithfulness. Two, teachability. Three, trustworthiness. Fourth is the word called consecration. The word called consecration. You can't expect to move into your specific calling without being consecrated to the Lord. I'm not saying that temptations won't come. You won't feel discouraged. You will have all that. But unless you learn to consecrate your life and you put that purpose important in front of you, this is my purpose, Lord. You might stumble and fall, but that's not what I'm speaking about. But you need to get up and say, Lord, I recommit my life to you, to be consecrated to you. There's nothing that matters more than you. You hear that? That is important because consecration, Karthavane angane epichu kodukkade, how do you expect naala oru abhishekam prarthanayil vidudal varu? ഒരു വിരല ചൂണ്ടിരുത്തും പ്രവചിച്ച വിടുതൽ വരൂ, കൈവച്ച് അല്ല വിടുതൽ വരും. ബട്ട് യു നീഡ് ടു ടേക്ക് ദ ഡിസിഷൻ. ആമേൻ. സീ ഐ ടോൾഡ് യു വാട്ട് ഡ്രോസ് ഇൻ ഹൗ ഇഫ് യു ആർ ടുനൈറ്റ് ലിസണിംഗ്. സീ വാട്ട് ഡ്രോസ് ഇൻ ദ ലോർഡ് ടു വിസിറ്റ് യു. സീ പീപ്പിൾ, ഐ ടോൾഡ് യു ബിഫോർ, വൺ വാസ് ട്രസ്റ്റ് വർത്തിനെസ്. And you will trust them, you know, how they handle positions, titles. You know, I don't give much value to a title called pastor and all that, because I don't want to be a pastor without the anointing. 10 പേര് പാസ്റ്റർ എന്ന് വിളിച്ചവനെ പാസ്റ്റർ എന്ന് പറയാൻ അങ്ങനത്തെ ലേബിളിൽ ഞാൻ അഡ്മയർ ചെയ്യുന്നില്ല. ഐ ഡോണ്ട് പ്ലേസ് ഇറ്റ് ആസ് എൻ ഐഡൽ. എന്റെ കൃപ നഷ്ടപ്പെടുവോ, ദൈവത്തിന്റെ അഭിജയം നഷ്ടപ്പെടുവോ ചെയ്യുവാണെങ്കിൽ വാട്ട് ഇസ് ദ യൂസ് ഓഫ് എ ടൈറ്റിൽ? അല്ലേ? So you're trusting somebody and say, okay, I am Maria. Jerry is the worship leader of the chamber. Please welcome Jerry as he comes to lead worship and lead you into the presence of God. And if that person is going to get attached to that title and say, worship leader, Aplam Baran, the Korean, will also be leading worship. Elisa will be also leading worship. Jerry is holding him to attach to the title saying, Korean. Yeah. Then what happens, you know, if Elisa did that way, I'm going to do it one better. So it becomes, instead of real deep felt worship anointing rising up, without them realizing, a small competitive edge comes. Who will look better while leading worship? Or I say, Paul in the preaching, or like Nala Saju preaching, or I want him getting back to preaching. In the name of Jesus, I release you to your calling. You know, you say somebody is going to preach and serve the Lord. When you do that, and if that kind of thing comes, what happens is, will I look better than him? Anuri pravachanam po njan vera pravachanam parayanu. See, without them realizing, the sharpness in their life goes away. They forget the Lord in the picture. They forget the house of God. They forget everything. The whole thing becomes cloudy. Hear that? See, you're trusting them with positions, with titles, with, see, as a matter of fact, you know, as a matter, the Lord told me that we need to have a youth service for men, where we will have a couple of young men being pastors there. We're having a Malayalam service. There'll be, see, I am put into leadership where the Lord has put me in. That's a guiding force to sharpen the church and to keep its focus. But there are going to be pastors here in this church whom God is going to anoint. We're going to step into that office and pastor. In the English service, there'll be pastors. And I'll let you know when that anointing is there for that, to release those people. There'll be pastors for Malayalam services. There'll be pastors for youth services. There'll be pastors for women's services. There'll be worship teams. Yeah. Somebody in overall charge. And different other teams functioning with individual leaders in worship. There'll be people who will have an evangelistic mission. That'll be the purpose. They'll go forth only to evangelize. They won't minister in the church. They will go forth out and preach. It's a two different calling. Because when you should know your message when you preach. If you're going to preach in a church, you need to know what kind of message you preach in a church. That might not be where your gifting is. Your gifting might be to bring the sinner to the cross. And that's the most beautiful gifting one can ever have. And if you're called to be an evangelist and you try to pastor and preach in the church, there's a problem. Because you'll get frustrated out of some time and the frustration will show up. Are you with me? There's a different way in which you lead worship in the church and worship where unbelievers are there. You can't expect everybody to be clapping and rejoicing and saying, Amen, praise the Lord, in an unbelieving congregation. or among people. There's a different way. There's a different perspective. There's a way that you handle a spiritual warfare that goes on. Hallelujah. How many of you understand what I'm saying tonight? Now, consecration. You're consecrated not to a title or to a position. You're consecrated unto the Lordship of Jesus. You say, Lord. That is where prayer helps you. Are you with me? See, these are simple things which you know. But you need to understand really. You can't say, Lord, use me, so I want to serve you and all that and watch TV from morning to night and spend time with your worldly friends and go around for parties and dances and all that. And one morning just get up and, you know, come and say, Lord, use me. Why isn't the Lord using me? No. You need to prioritize and purpose it out. You hear that? Ephesians 4 verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to have a walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. Say that word, walk worthy of the calling. You hear that? See, how many of you want, really, you know, some of you think that, you know, God only uses certain vessels. No. God doesn't look at your talent. He doesn't look at your personality. He doesn't look at your style. He looks at whether you are consecrated to Him. You hear that? Whether you're consecrated to Him. Nothing else. And in the vessel, in the house of the Lord, there are vessels of wood, clay, gold. Not because God made them that way, but because they determined how they would live. If you want to touch the nations, you can't walk the way that you're walking now. I'm not saying that everybody should have the same kind of standard. What I'm saying is, if you recognize there is a calling in your life and you want to move into your calling, you're going to see, listen, there's a cost to it. Because I have to give up certain things, what others do, which might not be a sin. Watching a football match might not be a sin. Are you with me? As a matter of fact, yesterday's match, I really wanted to watch it because I love the team Netherlands. And somebody told me in the evening they won. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I like that. But then if on a Saturday night I'm spending time watching that and I expect to preach on Sunday morning and minister in the evening and baptize a few people and cast the devil out, I can't do that, can I? See, it's not a sin. It's not a sin. But according to your calling, you need to consecrate. If you recognize there's a calling on your life, you need to consecrate accordingly. Believer anangi paapu veshikanam. Adu calling ullavanaanengilum illathavanaanengilum. Na calling illathonde paavathi jeevichaaga annaru paanaagilu. Adu anangi calling venda. Adalla parnathu. Karthavinte nadakkan vendi adu nive pettiyalla. പ്രകൃതി പോകാനുള്ള ഉദ്ദേശത്തോടെയാണ് ഇറങ്ങിയെങ്കിൽ. What I'm saying is complete offering of yourself to unto the Lord. Amen. See, what brings in the Lord into your life? One I told you, hunger. Amen. The desire to be humble, the attitude, that all that is important, Acts 8, which I mentioned. But when you look, there are certain things which has brought God from heaven right down to the person. Certain things which has stirred up the man, stirred up the Lord to come down. One, I told you before. Two, I told you before. The third one, which is part of this word consecration, is the thing called sacrifice. When sacrifice is important because, see, there's something called praise and there's something called sacrifice of praise. Amen. Praise is when you feel good, you praise. When He's blessed you with a car, you praise. When he's done something good for you, you're healed or you're blessed or you receive something and your family life is saved, you say, thank you, Jesus. That's good. Sacrifice of praise is when you don't do that because something happened for you, but because he's worthy and because even though you're not feeling like it, you're saying, thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I glorify your name. Amen? Sacrifice of praise. Now, sacrifice, that word, has always brought in the Lord into your lives. Or that's made the Lord visit somebody. In 1 Kings chapter 3, you find Solomon saying, I will sacrifice 1,000 cattle to the Lord. Are you with me? And that night, the Lord appeared to him. Why did the Lord appear? Because he offered 1,000 sacrifices. Now, let me say this. 1,000 sacrifices. There's a difference between giving something and sacrificing something. There are certain things that you need to give unto the Lord, unto people and all that, because that is your responsibility before the Lord. That is in obedience to the word. But sacrifice is not that. You tithing is not a sacrifice. Sacrifice is what you do when you can't afford it, when it is costing you, when it is killing you inside. But you take it to the Lord and say, Lord, this is my everything. If I give this up, there's nothing I have. But I sacrifice this to you. You hear that? Tithing and giving, that is normal. Hallelujah. Consecration is offering yourself as a sacrifice. Are you with me? For the calling of God. Giving of your life as a believer, you need to do it. If you're not a believer, you need to do that. Consecration is a sacrifice of yourself to the Lord. You will look like a fool when you do that before people. You hear that? You look like a fool. When people ask you, ആ നീ പിന്നെ എന്താ കല്യാണം ഉണ്ടല്ലോ എന്ന് നിങ്ങൾ വരിയിലായിരിക്കുമല്ലേ സൺഡേ ബ്രീത്തിങ് ഉള്ള കൊണ്ട് ആൻഡ് യു ലുക്ക് ലൈക്ക് എ ഫൂൾ സെയിങ് ടു പീപ്പിൾ യാ ഞങ്ങൾ പ്രാർത്ഥനയുണ്ട് വചനം ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻ്റാ കർത്താവിനെ ആരാധിക്കാനാ പോകുന്നത് ആൻഡ് ദ ഹോൾ ഫാമിലി ലുക്ക്സ് ഡൗൺ ആൻഡ് സീസ് ആണേ വൺ ഓഫ് ദോസ് വിയേർഡ് കൈൻഡ് ഓഫ് ഗൈസ് എന്ന് ഓർത്തു ദാറ്റ്സ് എ സാക്രിഫൈസ് ബട്ട് ഗോഡ് ഹോണേഴ്സ് ദാറ്റ് ഇന്നല്ലെങ്കിൽ നാളെ അവൻ്റെ കൃപ നിന്നെ വിസിറ്റ് ചെയ്യും. You hear that? Uthri uttaravaathangalund aavashyangalund, but no. I'm sacrificing this time to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, Lord, make me a vessel of honor for thy name and glory. Lift your hand and pray. Ask the Lord to do that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. അതിനെ തടസ്സമായി നിൽക്കേണ്ടത് എല്ലാത്തരം ഹാലേലൂയ 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 പ്രവർത്തനങ്ങളെയും ചിന്തകളെയും ഹാലേലൂയ മണ്ടൻ എന്ന് ചിന്തിപ്പിക്കുന്ന ഹാലേലൂയ വിവരം കെട്ടവനെന്ന് ചിന്തിപ്പിക്കുന്ന ഹാലേലൂയ ദുഷ്ടന്റെ എല്ലാ ചിന്തകളെയും സാക്രിഫൈസിനെതിരെ നിൽക്കുന്ന എല്ലാ അൺബിലീഫും എല്ലാ തരം തടസ്സങ്ങളെയും യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ നിങ്ങൾ ശാസിക്കുകയാണ് സഭയായിട്ട്. ഹാലേലൂയ ഗ്ലോറി അണ്ടർ ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ് ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് ബി ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ് ആമേൻ ഇൻ ജീസസ് നെയിം ആമേൻ. And that's where anointing comes. That's the next thing, anointing. For your moving to specific calling, the anointing has to show up. ഇതൊക്കെ ചെയ്യാൻ പക്ഷെ അനോയിന്റിംഗ് ഷോ അപ്പ് ചെയ്യലേ കാര്യമുണ്ടോ? Amen. And I won't describe that much because we had a series of talks on anointing. And somebody came this evening, you know, to me and said, Pastor, ഒന്ന് അഭിഷേകത്തിന് വേണ്ടി പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാമോ? എനിക്ക് അഭിഷേകം വേണമെന്ന് പറഞ്ഞു. It sounds very kind of spiritual. I asked him, "Mone endu karanathina? Why do you want it?" The anointing is always for a purpose. I'm not speaking about the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is the right of every believer. Oru believer aanengil nee anevaasi aaradhichirikkanam. Are you with me? You should have the gift of God inside of the Holy Spirit, which is a free gift to everyone. Abhishekam nu parana adalla. Abhishekam is always for a purpose. It's for somebody else. when I step up this pulpit, the anointing on me to minister won't be there. I have to live with the indwelling presence of God and with the word of God. Are you with me? And I have a struggle with that usually, to be very honest. Because there you are, when you're standing around, you feel like a superman. You can look through people. You can see people as they are. You can see things into the future. You can see things everywhere. And you're walking in the supernatural. You say, ah. And you feel the glory of and the power of God all on you. You know that. And the minute you step out of that, and you're just a normal person, you just got the indwelling word of God and the indwelling presence of God. And to handle that life, I find the transition quite hard for me personally. I don't know how other men of God handle that. Some men of God do not know that at all. Ellam seyyumennum paranjirikkuva. But there's a transition. You go through that on a Monday morning, you get up and you just have the indwelling with you. Yesterday you felt like a superman, today you just feel so normal. And people come with that same kind of burden to you. Or a guy like, you know, Rodney Howard Brown, says, you know, when that anointing comes upon me, I feel like I should need, and if somebody calls upon me, calls me on the phone at that time to ask me if they can get me to preach somewhere or minister somewhere, when anointing is upon me, I say, yes, whatever for the Lord, I'll do it. Yes. And when the time goes to, when the time comes to go for that crusade, you wonder, why did I say yes to that? Oh my God. What message do I give? How do I minister? What do I do? Because the anointing will only come at the point when you're there. See, when I'm sitting there, the anointing doesn't come upon me sometimes. I can do all my waiting there and say, Lord, please. You can do all that. The anointing doesn't show up. But the minute you come, and you look, you know, sometimes I come and look and see the anointing is upon me, boom. I'm not speaking about moods and swings. So some people treat the anointing as if when they're moody, they say, no anointing. I'm not speaking about that. I'm speaking about people who really know the Holy Spirit and the anointing of God. Some of you assume that you know. And you're speaking about your upward mood swings and all that as to the highs and lows of the Holy Spirit. When you feel something good and when you feel nice, peaceful inside, when you had a good stomach, come and feel your stomach is full and, you know. Pratheju illa baro buddhi pittanu illa inda ravishayakam enna. Pidosam varumathina onnum kadikkanum pattiyilla, vaathranikku odi vendu aage struggle ayittu vannirikkumbo avishayakam undu. I'm not speaking about that. Are you with me? And so, after some time, you really learn to, you know, move in that anointing. It comes on the point, on the dot, boom. Sometimes, you know, it really stretches your faith. It's when you open your mouth. And that's why, you know, sometimes, that happens. So, is it okay if I share like this? You know, sometimes, you know, when you go for to some other, it's okay with the church that you're ministering in, because you know kind of how the ministry goes about. But if you're a person who's ministering somewhere and going from place to place and all that, and you visit a church and you go into a church and they say, Pastor, 45 minutes. You know, I went to a church in Dubai, they said, 45 minutes, Pastor. That's your time to minister. You're going into a church to minister, 45 minutes. We want the people to come into repentance. We want a revival of God in this place. We want the gifting of God to emerge. We want people to be released from demonic oppression. We want healings to take place. And we want you to preach a real good message. You got 45 minutes. And you come in and you just they just take you and put you in the chair and you don't know what kind of congregation, what kind of person, what is it, war, hallelujah. You can't sense anything at all. And you come out of the pulpit and you say, just got a few seconds, you know, just to feel. Because you don't want to waste your ammunition. Are you with me? See, when you're standing there, the anointing is always for a purpose. There will be a stronghold of the enemy, which the anointing of God will destroy during the meeting when you go through. It might be unbelief. It might be fear. It might be demonic oppression. It might be a stronghold over a nation. It might be covetousness. Whatever. It might be hardness of heart. It might be some area of the enemy which the anointing will destroy while you're ministering. And you don't want to waste the ammunition. You want to just make sure your gun is loaded. You're really focused and you're coming there. And you want to just make sure that you're right on target. You can have an AK-47, But if you don't shoot on target, are you with me? What's the purpose? That's the same way. So when you come in, so there is an encounter with the Holy Spirit of God while you are in your general calling, which you will have, and which the Holy Spirit will teach you step by step by step. And that will always be under some ministry that is under the anointing. With experience being shared like this, if you are really teachable and all that, you'll understand. Okay, that'll help you. So when you move into a calling and when you move into an office and when you're ministering, you suddenly recognize it. How many of you have that experience who have ministered here? Some of you know that. You know that. You know that. Now, the last two, and I just finished through. Fruitfulness is important. I repeat that word, please. Fruitfulness is important. I'll explain why, and please understand that in the right perspective. Many people think they are called when they have nothing else to do. When you have failed in your business, when you have failed in your life, and when you have failed in your exams, you think God is calling me. Are you understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying God won't call you at the time. God will definitely call you. But what I'm saying is, before He puts you into a specific calling, He will always make you fruitful where you fail. So you won't have the ministry, you won't need the ministry of a specific calling to validate your self-worth. Are you with me? Otherwise you will be an attention seeker when you minister. You look for popularity, you'll say, ah, and that'll blow you out over years. So when failures come in your life, when you go through that kind of period and when you got a calling, trust in the Lord. And in that area where you fail, trust in the Lord, because in that very area where you fail, God will bring in fruitfulness. Because if you don't take care of the lion and the bear in your business and in your home and in your family, how will you handle the Goliaths? So some people think the criteria for ministry is, you know, വീട്ടിലും കൊണ്ടൊരു സമാധാനമില്ല, കുടുംബത്തിന്റെ സമാധാനമില്ല, ഗതി ഒന്നും പിടിക്കുന്നില്ല, എന്തായിട്ടും എവിടെ ഒരു കാര്യവും ശരിയാകുന്നില്ല, കർത്താവ് അങ്ങെടുത്തു. ഫാസ്റ്റർ ഇവൻ എങ്ങനെയെങ്കിലും എന്ന് മെച്ചപ്പെടുത്തി, ഫാസ്റ്റർ പറഞ്ഞവരെ ചെയ്തോളൂ. You know what I do with those people? I'm patient with them. I stick with them and allow them to fish again and catch the fish. Peter failed the fish here. Success aagi kanjara artha vilichittu parney mone netum fish aakittitte ende kuda pora. Are you with me? Meen midichilla raathri mottham anna poru mone. Let me make you fishers of men. Ennalla parnathu. മീൻ പിടിച്ചില്ലേ എന്നാ ഞാൻ നിന്റെ ബോട്ടിലൊന്ന് കേറാം. ചിലവരുടെ ബോട്ടിലേക്ക് കർത്താവ് കേറുമോ ഇന്ന് രാത്രി? ഹല്ലേലൂയ. നീ മീൻ രാത്രി മൊത്തം പിടിച്ചിട്ടും കിട്ടിയില്ലേ, ഞാൻ നിന്റെ ബോട്ടിലേക്ക് ഒന്ന് കേറാം. നീ എന്നെ അനുസരിച്ച് ഒന്ന് ട്രസ്റ്റ് ചെയ്ത് ഒന്നുകൂടെ വല കിട്ടേ, ഞാൻ നിന്നെ പിടിപ്പിക്കാം. ഇതുവരെ ജീവിതത്തിൽ കിട്ടാത്ത മീൻ പിടിപ്പിച്ചു തരാം. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. അത് നിറഞ്ഞൊഴുകുമ്പോ അത് ഇട്ടിട്ട് നീ എന്റെ കൂടെ ഇറങ്ങിയാക്കണം. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഇൻ ജീസസ് നെയിം. Hallelujah. Amen. And the last one, one is prayer, which I won't explain. Prayer, a consistent prayer life. തിങ്കളാഴ്ച പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചു, പിന്നെ അടുത്ത തിങ്കളാഴ്ച പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാം എന്നുള്ളൊരു സ്റ്റൈലല്ല. A consistent prayer life. Amen. അതില്ലെങ്കിൽ കർത്താവ് എന്ത് ചോദിക്കണം എന്ന് രാത്രി കേട്ടോ. Lord, give me that consistent prayer life. Amen. And the last one is affinity and unity. affinity and unity. That's where God releases you to your special or specific calling. There will be a place in which God will put you in, where you will have to be united there. That is why the hardest thing for the Lord and the hardest thing for me, and which I rebuke and which I pray that will never happen in this ministry, is disunity. Are you with me? Amen. Hallelujah. Unity. You still know we are Christians by our love. By our love. You still know we are Christians by our love. Amen. Partile mathram illa jala thalathaki ivada kodappilla. But let me say this. You know, the Lord very clearly told me, when in the weeks to come, in the months to come, I take my own time. And in case you have a need before that, I'll make sure by the help of the Spirit that'll be taken care of. But membership in this ministry or in this church, when I give it to you, there'll be something, and the only thing that I ask you to do is to write one thing there with your own handwriting. And that is you saying, I will never be the cause of disunity in this body. That will be the only thing which I'll ask you to do. You know, in every church there's a problem, you know. People want attention, people are close to some other, the man of God and whatever. And the minute somebody can't get close, or somebody doesn't get to time spent with the man of God and all that, slowly slanders and, you know, negative things about people who are close and all that comes through. That spreads like gangrene. It spreads in a horrible way. That's why I can put up with anything that you do, but never with gossip, nor with slander. If you put any brother or sister down, no matter whether they are at fault or not, if you are not a peacemaker, you will have no place in this ministry, whoever you are, how many years you have been here. You will have never a place here. And I can assure you, from the word of the Lord, you will never move into your specific calling, wherever church you are. Because God's word is very clear in there. Amen. Hallelujah. There needs to be unity. There needs, you know, when you go to churches that are growing and churches that are fruitful, you will find one word. You go to Larry Lee's church, he'll say, the pastor will come and, you know, the worship leader will say, yeah, let's take this song. It's got to do with the last week's message that the pastor gave us on teaching on calling. The usher will welcome you and say, please come into the Joshua generation. Please make sure that you're seated. That's our family. This is our home. This is our place. Somebody will sit next to you and say, listen, this is our pastor's vision. Now, people don't buy into that today in the spiritual realm. You know why? Because, see, the greatest snare and the greatest snare of the enemy that is governing the spiritual world is independence, when God wants interdependence. So people who suddenly, you know, that's why he said, when you're called, let not that go to your head. The minute you raise your call, you know, that makes you all in all and everything, and boom, 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 boom. Stay humble, stay submissive. Are you with me? Interdependence. You're taught in the world to be independent right from a child. As a believer, never teach that. Never teach that to your girl if you have a girl daughter. Teach her to be dependent. One, depend on the Lord. Two, depend on her husband. That's the biblical norm, not the worldly norm. You hear that? If you have a girl child, teach that. Otherwise, God will hold you responsible. ആണുങ്ങളെ വളർത്തുന്നോലെ പെണ്ണുങ്ങളെ വളർത്തരുത്. ലോകം വരുത്തുന്നോലെ അങ്ങനത്തെ സഭയെ കിട്ടുകയാണെങ്കിൽ തലവേനെ വാസ്ത്രണം. ഹാലലൂയ. പെണ്ണുങ്ങളൊക്കെ മിണ്ടാതിരിക്കുമല്ലോ. It's out of much love. Carry it over now. You would like truths like that, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? ആണുങ്ങൾ ഒക്കെ യെസ് യെസ് സേ ഇറ്റ് അഗൈൻ പാസ്റ്റർ. എന്റെ എന്റെ ഭാര്യയും കൂടെ അത് കേൾക്കട്ടെ എന്ന് പറ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Eight things. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to get in the marriage and maybe we'll get that tomorrow evening when we gather together. Would you like that? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand up in the presence of the Lord and pray.